American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 641. Here is the translated text as follows. Robert McConaughey, 609. The first wound I examined was close beneath the skull. It presented about the same appearance as Elizabeth's. If anything, the worms in her wounds were slightly larger, which might have been caused by her hair creating more heat. The wound was larger in the front part of the head. I could insert two or three fingers into it. It would have caused instant death. The next was John. His wound was through the body. I think it entered near the spine and came out in his right breast, passing through the right lobe of the lungs. The wound was sufficient to cause instant death. The next was Mrs. Brown. She was on the bed. Above her right eye, there was a wound, 3 or 4 inches in length, running obliquely across the extreme corner of the eye. I could not tell the depth of it, but the bone was fractured the whole length, though the skull was not separated in the center. This was sufficient to cause death. I also found her throat cut. The wound above the eye seemed to have been done by a dull axe, in one blow. The cut on the throat was evidently done with a sharp instrument. It was a clean cut, and all the important blood vessels were severed. Her throat must have been cut after she received the blow. The next was David. He presented the appearance of a person having been strangled. His face was black, his tongue swollen and hanging out. There was a small mark on him, and the appearance of a ball through his pantaloons between his legs. It just circumcised him, as it were, slightly. The next was George. There was a slight fracture on the back part of his skull. I also found his right arm broken, and part of the lower jaw was broken, though I cannot say whether it was done by a ball or by some animal that had evidently been feasting upon the body. I should think that his throat had been cut. All the flesh about the neck and head was entirely eaten off. The fracture of his skull and jaw would have produced death. I am satisfied that he came to his death by violence committed by some person. From the appearance of the bodies, I think Jacob and Elizabeth were first killed. None of the others showed signs of putrefaction. The general appearance of the others was similar. There could not have been much difference in the time of their death. In warm weather, I think it would take 2 hours after death before a body would become stiff. I saw Robert McConaughey on Sunday, when he was brought forward for examination. His nervous system seemed considerably affected. I examined his hands and found something at the corner end of his nails, some dark substance that looked like blood. At the edge of the little finger of the right hand, there was blood remaining distinctly. I said, "Robert, is your finger sore?" He said it was not. McConaughey said that if it was, he did not know how it came. On the following Monday, I examined his person and saw nothing like blood then. The blood that was around the little finger was gone, though the dark appearance about the other fingers and nails was there. I found a dark mark on his left shoulder. I asked him how it came there, and he said he did not know. On the first day I examined his hands, they presented the appearance of being somewhat dirty.